problem?
It's because we're black, stupid.
No, it's because you're ugly.
In the studio from the Sapphires. Hello there, Jessica Malboy and Shari Sevens. How are you doing?
I feel deadly.
It's been a pretty sweet week, I can imagine.
Yeah.
The movie has debuted the best opening for an Australian movie in 2 years.
Wow!
Better than Red Dog, better than Animal Kingdom.
Yes.
It's awesome.
Yeah, that's a whole nother level for Australia.
Yeah, we got the news. I think I saw it on Facebook first, and I emailed the producer saying, "Like, this is massive, right?" They're like, "Yeah, Shari, yes, huge." Okay, cool.
It's only just behind The Dark Knight Rises, and you know, there's planes being ripped out of skies and stuff in that. So, how has the last week been for you guys?
It's been pretty full on. I mean, back-to-back just interviews. We've been screening the film, like, in regional areas, like, all across Australia, which is really lovely. And just to have it home, you know, because we were overseas with it and got a great response over there. But I guess, you know,
telling home stories.
And this is just massive for us. So. Mm-hmm.
But still, going to Cannes is pretty awesome as well. Did you guys get to go?
Yeah. We were all there together. Right?
Yeah, we were. I was there for about a minute.
Yeah. Hey, France. I read that, like, French journalists actually knew a lot about Aboriginal culture. Like, you guys were quite surprised by that.
I've known for a while. Like, I've got a lot of family who are artists and stuff like that, visual artists, and they have made the trip to France many a time to galleries and things like that. It's really, it's quite interesting. I wasn't so shocked by it because I've known for years that the French are quite intrigued by and really supportive of Indigenous culture. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool.
So it was cool.
And you said you'd take it out to regional Australia. Like, how far out did you guys take the movie in the last week or so?
Oh, well, I just recently got back from home, from Darwin, and that's where you're from too, Shari, and your family. And just cousins, friends and family bought tickets and they're like, we bought tickets.
Yeah. I think Facebook's a great, you know, like, you get on the Sapphires page and there's people from, like, well, Albury, of course,
Albury.
But just these little places going,
Innaloo.
We loved it. Yeah.
Innaloo. Yeah,
it's amazing.
Just,
And that's who you want to love it.
Yeah.
Damn straight. We were talking before about Asta, this girl from Rosny College in Hobart, who won the Triple J Unearth High this morning, talking about alumni from your schools, like famous alumni and stuff. Have you guys been, like, hearing stuff from your schools about how stoked they are about this movie?
Yeah, we've been doing a bit of signings and stuff like that and, you know, just meet and greets. And a lot of teachers from, you know, high schools, primary schools, they're just like, we can't wait to show our students this.
Did you go to school in Darwin?
Yeah.
So what schools? Give us some shout-outs.
Sanderson High School.
Darwin High.
Oh,
nice. Well done, you guys.
Yeah.
Those are the schools that did it. Right. Well, the Sapphires done so bloody well. It's not a musical as such. Although there are this, like, you guys kind of argue in song a little bit. Mm.
I think that was the fun thing for me. I was so kind of like, a musical.
Yeah.
So not my thing. But it's great. It's like the music is when they're performing. It's not like, I'm so overcome with emotion right now, I have no choice but to sing.
It's not Glee.
Yeah.
But I'm going to listen to one of the tunes because there are a lot of songs in it right now. This is a song who I was quite surprised to learn was not originally by Salt and Pepper on Triple J.
Yeah.
This is the Sapphires and What a Man.
Yeah.
On your soul music radio station, Triple J, that is from the soundtrack to the Sapphires, What a Man, originally by Linda Lindell. Now, Jessica Malboy and Shari Sebbins from the film are in the studio. Shari, can you tell us the story behind that song? Because I had no idea. I just thought it was Salt and Pepper sampled it and that's sweet.
Yeah, no, I did this in my little research leading up to the Sapphires, but Linda Lindell recorded that song at the age of 19. It was a second single she'd recorded for Stax Records. And after it was released, she got all this horrible hate mail and death threats from the KKK.
Mm.
She grew up in Florida and learned how to sing in a gospel church choir.
And she was a white girl.
Yeah, white girl. Just one of those kind of Joss Stone moments or Adele or something. You see, voice image, that kind of thing. And she quit singing. She never sang the song live again. She didn't. She never went further with her singing career until the Stax 50th anniversary was the first time she sang that song live in front of an audience.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's amazing.
Completely stopped.
And that's until then, yeah. And it's because Salt and Pepper kind of found the song. And
yeah, somebody knocked on her door, apparently. She said some guy turned up one day and said, look, we need to have a chat about royalties. And she went, why? He said, because your song's been sampled and it's actually been a number one hit, you know, 12 years ago. I think it was 93 or something, yeah. Salt and Pepper. But she had no idea about any of it. So completely shied away from that whole existence. And
now, Jessica Mowboy, you get to sing it.
I know. All right.
That's like the movie. In the movie, of course, it's you guys singing and Deborah Malman and Miranda Tapsell. But the soundtrack, you didn't all get to sing on the soundtrack.
No.
No.
We sing along to it still now in our shows.
Yes,
and
we do.
Like that.
I still do.
Yeah, but you get to sing. The cool people like Jade McRae's on the soundtrack.
Yeah, Jade McRae, yeah. Mahalia Barnes.
Exactly. And Juanita Tippins, who sings with Chasm, yes, and Coolism and stuff.
Amazing
it's
women, yeah.
Such amazing songs in the movie.
Yes.
And, of course, it is based on the play and the screenplay that Tony Briggs, Briggs' cousin, wrote. And it's based on a real story of his mum.
Yeah.
Did you met the original Sapphires?
Yes.
Yeah, we got to hang out with the aunties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did. We met them prior to filming, which was great to sort of touch base and go, okay, these are the people we're
sussing it out.
Yeah. And then they came and visited us on set and again at the premieres at Melbourne and Sydney.
Mm. Yeah. How did you feel at the premieres when the women who it was all about were about to watch your portrayal of them?
Oh, nervous but confident that, you know, we'd done a really good job. I think having Wayne and Tony and Warwick and all these other mob and supporting us the whole way through, we all knew that we had something really special. And those nights were really, I loved, at the end of, you know, Melbourne, we all stood up for the aunties and gave them a standing ovation because really we wouldn't be here without them.
Yeah. So. And of course, this is a romanticised version of their story. It's like, I read things like they actually had to sleep on the stage after they sung, like in Vietnam.
Yeah. So the real life conditions of the entertainers over there was just crazy. Reading some of the stories, there's people who were band members who were killed, run-ins with
leading
the Viet Cong. Really horrible stuff. A girl who had to hide under her band member's body to pretend she was dead, so that she wouldn't get attacked.
Wow.
Like there's so many of them. I didn't know how many of our, young men and women and went over and performed for the just to provide some entertainment and a link to home, but really risking a lot. Yeah.
Well, and such a politically charged time. And halfway through the film when things are, looking kind of good, there's the hard-hitting politics pops out. There's a reference to the Stolen Generations in this film, especially your character, Shari.
Yeah.
And there's obviously the Martin Luther King stuff, which, I don't cry. I've got something weird with me. I never cry. But I did that thing in the back of my throat that I think people do when they're about to cry.
Yeah.
It's full on. Like,
The first time I watched it, that Martin Luther King thing really hit home I got really emotional thinking where the world would be today if we had that kind of leader still guiding the way for a lot of, oppressed people in the world.
Yeah. It must have been like it's really two sides of a film to play. There's the cool singing bits and jumping around and hanging out, and then there's the full on political stuff that's going on there. It's a double edged kind of film in that way.
Yeah.
But there's cool songs.
Yep.
And you got to hang out with Chris O'Dowd from the IT crowd.
Yeah, boy.
We are talking Sapphires.
Feel about not singing lead?
How do you feel about getting knocked out by a woman?
I have two of the Sapphires actually in the studio dancing along to that as well, which is good. You've still learned the dances, Jessica Mowboy and Shari Sevens.
We're so doing those moves to the Land of a Thousand Dances. Like, I'm not kidding. We were like huffing and puffing and just out of breath trying to do that routine.
Even Deborah, because Deborah was in the stage play as well, so she must
We got fit for real.
And what is it like? I mean, obviously, amazing Australian movie, a great Australian story. The texts are coming in and the phone calls as well. It's such a great film. Entertaining and touching. I don't think I've watched a more compelling film with so much conviction all year.
Wow.
Marissa. Took my daughters, 8 and 12. They laughed, danced, and cried. Made my hubby cry. Always a sign of a great kid.
That's all,
all very well and good. And Jessica, another Jessica called, said she went with her mum. They had great bonding times.
Nice.
You got to hang out with Chris O'Dowd from the IT Crowd.
Have you tried turning it off and on again?
now, see, this is my... like, what was it like bonding with Chris O'Dowd?
Oh, man. It was pretty wild, actually. Yeah, we rocked up in Albury. He walked past us while we were eating some fur soup.
And,
what fur soup?
The Vietnamese. You know, the
fur. Sorry, it's fur. The pronunciation.
And we, that night, it was like, okay, you know, a little bit of a sort of timid, oh, g'day, hi, Chris, you know, introduction. And then by the 2 o'clock that morning,
that was
completely
it.
Different story. Jessica's getting piggybacked on the road in Albury. Chris is
dodging cars.
Chris is trying to grab his keyboard from the bedroom, like the level above our room, to bring it down so we can all have a jam.
We were on the light.
It was a great bonding night. So there was no going back after that.
Sure.
Never be the same.
Were there, in movies where there's a lot of singing and stuff, sometimes it can lead to off stage and off film screening singing. Is there any like karaoke nights or?
Yes.
Miranda's the maddest karaoke fan. Mm-hmm. Like, she's obsessed with it. She was actually quite devastated that we didn't get to do karaoke throughout the whole shooting
when we went
and everything.
Vietnam too. We were planning. Yeah, it was like, no, we have to. When we get to Vietnam, we have to go and do some karaoke.
but we didn't get to. We did though for Deb's birthday party just the other month.
Nice.
Really? What should we? We're actually going for a bit of Triple J karaoke thing on Friday. What should we be singing? What's some hit songs for you guys?
Build Me Up. Buttercup. Foundations.
I think Baby Got Back, which is hilarious because my friend Libby just sent me a text.
Oh, that's silly.
And she inspired me with that. Baby Got that Back. That's a great karaoke
song. Did you guys hear yesterday, it got released on YouTube, Baby Got Back has been done.
I've seen it. Yes.
have you heard this?
You guys got to show me this.
Okay, this is, I'm hoping I'm grabbing the right thing. I don't know if I am. This is Baby Got Back by Sir Mix-a-Lot, but it's been redone with samples from movies.
Oh,
that's what we're talking
the whole
about.
Song.
So,
it's amazing.
And it starts with a grab from Casablanca, and there's like 295 movies in it. Check this out. Just have a listen to this.
I like things. But I can't. Why? You motherfucker.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
A girl walks in.
Itty bitty. Wears hand around things.
In your face.
You get
rough. Oh, I love that.
You got to check it out online. It's like
Visual
Baby Got Back sung by the movies. Yeah, it's all of the things.
That person, dedication.
It's got so many. It's like Casablanca, Ghostbusters. It's got like Jim Carrey movies in it. It's amazing.
Nice.
Doesn't have any sapphires in it, though.
Ah, too bad.
We'll get him to recut it. Oh, wow. Jessica Malboy and Shari Sevens, thanks so much for coming in.
It's the Doctor on Triple J.